is Jack Barnes, and today we'll be going over how to make Crested Butte more of a blue zone, and what is a blue zone? A blue zone is a community on Earth that are very rare, there are very few, and today we'll be going over one, which is Icaria, Greece. The longevity of people's lifespan is exponentially longer than, you know, around the world, and their diets, so many things are different about them. And some reasons they live longer is they take daily naps to reduce stress. They occasionally fast. That cuts 30% of their calorie intake to keep them lean and feeling good, not overweight, a good BMI. They drink a lot of goat milk over cow milk because it provides a ton of potassium. And the stress-relieving hormone, thyphoine. Also, people that are lactose intolerant can drink goat milk and they'll be okay. They won't have any bad consequences. People in Ikara enjoy drinking herbal teas with family and friends. Scientists have found out that they pack an antioxidant punch. And some of those are wild rosemary, sage, oregano, and teas can also keep the blood pressure in check by ridding the body of excess sodium in water. Icarians eat a variation of a Mediterranean diet, with lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, potatoes, and olive oil. They don't eat any meats in their diet, along with they don't have much alcohol, keeping their livers nice and good. And the longest-lived Icarians tended to be the poor people living in the island's highlands, so like, you know, they were up there, they were getting their good energy, they were going outside, and actually, they exercised mindlessly, just by gardening, walking to their neighbor's house, or doing their own yard work, and this has just really helped them. And they also have tons of social connections with their town and everything, which, you know, just helps relieve your stress sometimes. And my solution to making Crested Butte a more blue zone town was, instead of cars and buses and things like that, we could use more self-transport. I mean, we do, but some more won't hurt, you know? And this actually helps all three levels of the health triangle. First, mental. You know, going outside has been proven to reduce depression, stress, and anxiety, which helps your mental health. Exercise also releases endorphins and dopamine, which, you know, who doesn't like some good dopamine? Physical. It can make you way more active, because when you go out to do errands, you're not just hopping in the car. You know, you're going out, you're like, I'm gonna go ride my bike, it's gonna feel great, I'm gonna be happy, I'm gonna be in the sunshine, some vitamin D, sounds pretty good to me. And then social, you know, getting outside and doing activities can make you enjoy the activity more, and start to, you know, get closer to people you never knew that you liked, that you never knew you would connect with, you know? And that can just really help people with friends, and then, like, even the Icarians, man, they have some great community. And then you get some better community, you know, you might be living longer. And one major reason that this helps is it reduces a lot of the CO2 put into the atmosphere by cars and all those things. Carbon dioxide has also been proven to damage tissue and organs, including your lungs, which can lead to respiratory failure, which is when you don't get enough O2 in your system, you die. I mean, that's how you put it. And I mean, that was my solution. I think it's definitely a very easy one to do, because you can have any type of thing, man. I mean, go down, get a free bike. I mean, it won't be expensive, and you get some exercise out of it, and you don't have to spend as much on gas. But that was my solution for today, and I hope I see you again soon.